The West Lube Shopping Tour.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen and Senior Plans Examiner Ryan Cartwright. Welcome to both of you. All kinds of things to talk about. I mean, there's a lot going on in the community, even though it is the winter. And, you know, as we've talked before, Brad, winter doesn't seem to make any difference, especially as mild as it's been lately.
Yeah, for sure. Not one bit. And thanks for having us on this morning. And you know, first and most importantly, congratulations on your retirement.
Oh, thank you.
I'm excited, and I know you're excited, and but boy, we're sure sad that, you know,
I'll be here a few more weeks. I think toward the end of the month, we'll have a whole hour where we'll delve into that a little more. But thank you,
You've
Brad.
Been fantastic to work with over all the years. So
well, thank you
many
so much.
Thanks.
I know you mentioned something about Motel 6, and I guess, Ryan, if you want to fill us in.
Yeah, sure. We got contacted last week. They've applied for a demolition permit to tear that building down. We don't really know what's going to go back in its place, but the plan is that that's going to come down. So.
And Dave just looks surprised in the outside of the glass there a little bit, but yeah.
And I think that may be sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. I think they were talking about the permit, I think, should go out this week sometime, and they're talking end of the week or first of next week to start that. So.
Yep.
We'll see that happening here pretty quick, I think.
Yeah,
and that's such a noticeable spot, you know. when folks see that, I think they'll have questions about that. So, no, we don't know yet what's going back in there, but I imagine sooner or later we will.
Well, how interesting. So, well, I'm sure you'll keep everyone updated on that particular matter. And I know a lot of folks, too, are aware, perhaps they should be by now, probably Raising Cane's and Panera. We've talked quite a bit about that, the old Sirloin Stockade location, Brad. And how's that going?
Yeah, good, I think. I'll let Ryan give you a little more info on that. But the permits, again, for that, I think they'll probably build somewhat simultaneously since they're both side by side and share some of the same parking lots and things. But
and what is that looking like, Ryan? I mean, just kind of give us a walkthrough. Do you have any idea
yet?
Yeah,
no, sure. Yeah, the development takes up that whole corner at Sarber and East Points. Panera will be the furthest building to the south, and Raising Cane's will be right on the corner on the north. So
that'll be fun, interesting to watch too. Now, when you examine, I mean, when they bring plans to you, mm-hmm. what all is involved with that?
Of course, we're going through them to make sure that they meet our adopted codes, and then there's actually a whole development review that looks at that. People from Public Works and Community Development. So it's really a citywide review, and then we package all those comments up and send it back to them. So
right. Genesis is getting somewhere too, I think. And is this Ryan's again? Then do we lead off with Ryan? Or
either way, I guess. But yeah, if anyone sees a little grading work going on up there, they started doing a little clearing and a little grading up on that site up on Allison, up where the Genesis project is slated for. And but they still have a few things to get accomplished yet. I think there's a city commission action yet that needs to occur, and filing of the plat and some things like that. So we're still probably just a little ways away from that actually getting going, assuming they get all of the paperwork and items done that they need to get rolling with that. So, but there is some, you know, little bit of work going on up there. So.
And there's a lot involved, too, when you have a building going on. I mean, you might remind us again, you know, Ryan, how often what all is involved with checking on the property, that kind of thing.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we go through that plan review process. And then specifically with the Genesis project, there's a lot of public infrastructure work that has to take place. There's some very large water lines that are being relocated. So we were kind of in a holding pattern. We hadn't heard from them probably 3 or 4 months, but they've come back to us now, and they're ready to get started. So,
and most your builders kind of know what's expected of them, I would think, or developers.
Oh yeah, especially if they're local folks, they would know. And once in a while, when we get people that haven't built or developed here before, it takes them, you know, we try to work with them and make sure they know what they need to get accomplished up front, so nothing surprises them. So.
Any other projects that we need to mention that are pretty obvious? Or?
Well, I think one that I don't know if we've mentioned before, and we've just got plans submitted for, is Firehouse Subs, which I don't think has been mentioned yet. That's going to go over in the what used to be Smash Burger, kind of over between Hy-Vee and Dick's in that area. So I know Ryan's just gotten started probably with the plan review on that.
Yep, we're wrapped that up, and we have an owner that is anxious to get started. So I would see that probably getting started here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I think that is new news. I don't know that I've heard that anywhere else. So that's good information to have. So appreciate that. And what else do you have there on your list? Looks like we might have a call, but... Go ahead on your
sure.
list.
Yeah, no, just, you know, a lot of the stuff that we've talked about. The Lynx project is still wrapping up. They've got, I think we're down to just a few buildings left to do final inspections on. They've still got some site work, some landscaping things they need to get accomplished yet before they wrap that project up. But it's getting closer to the end, I think. Hopefully they'll get that whole thing done here next few months.
I drove by that a couple times for whatever reason in the last week, and Ryan, that's quite the project, the Lynx.
It is. There's a lot of hours from our division that have gone into the inspections and the permitting and everything like that. So, but I think the product out there it's a nice product, and I think we're excited to kind of release it to the public and let it be utilized.
Looks so pretty busy out there.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. So.
And, you know, I know we've gone over and over this. I was just at an event during the weekend again when I heard the same old kind of song and dance about all these different developments and are we getting too many apartment complexes. You have nothing to do with that,
no,
Brad.
You know, if someone comes in and they meet all the requirements of the zoning and the, you know, building construction requirements, then, you know, we issue them the permit. Leave it to them to do their market studies, and you know. So it is interesting to note, though, that since we permitted all of those units last year, we've permitted about 50 or so new apartment units this year, which is, you know, decent, not huge, but it's going to look like a radical drop off just because we had so many last year. So
we do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus with Brad Clausen and Ryan Cartwright. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering if you could tell us what is going in across the highway north, on the north side of Highway 24, sort of across from Tractor Supply.
Yeah, that's actually, thank you for the call and the question. That development is called Heritage North. Heritage South is, of course, on the south side where the the convenience store and all of those things are. Heritage North, they're just now starting to put in the infrastructure, so the water, the sewer, the streets, that kind of thing. We haven't gotten any building plans necessarily yet for anything in there, but, you know, so we're kind of waiting to see what might go in that development yet. Had heard of maybe some medical-related occupancies, some various doctor's offices and things like that. But there could and certainly possibly be more variety of things in that development. But
you might explain again, too, why that little section is the city's. I mean, that's one of those little spots that's unique.
Sure, yeah. We annexed Heritage South, actually, several years ago when they started developing that because we service them with water and sewer, and so we just annexed that area. And same thing with Heritage North has actually been annexed for quite a while. It's just not been developed until now. So... that's another area that, since that road gets so much traffic, folks see work going on out there, and it's pretty obvious, but that's what's happening.
And Ryan, I'm sure you'll keep us up to date as you always do. I don't know if folks realize you send out a weekly mm-hmm. report mm-hmm. about all the different building permits that have been issued during the week, which is always extremely helpful. As I kind of teased you, there was only one on there today. It is winter time. Do things slow down just a bit?
They can. The things come in waves. And probably one thing to point out is what you're seeing is actually what got permitted, so officially got picked up and paid for last week. But there's other work that's gone on and other permits that are actually waiting to be picked up that were probably reviewed last week. So that email is not always reflective of the actual workload that's gone out, but that was what went out last week.
And it includes not just permits, but, alterations, demolitions,
everything,
you damn it.
Right. Everything from a brand-new building to somebody's remodeling their basement, it's all included in that. Yeah. So,
Brad?
No, I was just going to mention, since we were talking about infrastructure going in, and out on Marlatt Avenue, out by the Lynx project, you probably see some sewer and water work, and there'll be some streets going in for the next phase of North Wing Addition, which is a housing development there just west of the Lynx apartment project. So getting ready to get that all done. So I think they want to start maybe some additional housing construction there next spring and summer. So, and then there's another one, housing development wise, way up the north end of Grandmere Parkway, that is being accomplished right now as far as the infrastructure is going in and so on. So there's still, you know, quite a bit of that going on around town. And of course, the permits will be a little bit after they get all that in and in place. So I would expect maybe next spring we're going to see, you know, some permits in some of those brand new developments like that.
Sewer and water work, very crucial. Sometimes it can be a nuisance, I would guess. I know the Casement Allen project, and that's not directly involved with you because I don't think there's buildings involved. But I know that still it can be quite the process, I would
Absolutely.
Think, this time of year in particular.
Yeah, and it's our Public Works Department kind of takes care of all of that, but they do a great job with that. And, you know, we want to get all that stuff in place. In Manhattan, we have had a long time policy. We don't issue any building permits until all of the water, sewer, street work is done, until we start letting people build buildings in there. We don't want to get a building up or halfway done and not have water or sewer to serve it or street to get to it for emergency access and that sort of thing. So,
Ryan, I know Brad said earlier that most, especially your local developers, have a pretty good idea what you're needing, what you're requiring in your position as senior plans examiner. And you ever have, I mean, what are some of the most, the times that you have the most difficulty with someone? Or, I mean, are there some common things that?
It's usually communication driven. You know, you've got, every city operates differently. Getting people in contact with, to answer their specific questions or their needs. A lot of times up front, that's, you know, we're handling those kind of things to try to make the process smoother. So, for example, when they're ready to get their water meter set, they know who to go to get that. So certainly I think just trying to maintain a good line of communication with the right individuals is usually the biggest uphill climb up front. So,
well, anything else that we need to talk about for now or maybe some year-end thoughts? I know you won't have your numbers in until the first of the year. But
yeah, you know, as I mentioned before, we're going to be down in some of our categories just because we were up so high last year, such as the multifamily apartment stuff. Single-family housing will be a little less than last year, not too much, though. We'll probably be right around 100 or so new single-family houses for 2017. So, you know, and then we've got some things coming up that'll be permitted probably in 2018. Ryan can probably talk about maybe a little more. We've got a couple buildings proposed out in the Airport Tech Park, for instance, which not a lot of people see things going on out there because it's kind of, you know, off the beaten path sort of back there on Wildcat Creek Road. I know we got a couple things.
Yeah.
Ryan, sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, Kansas Gas is going to be building a new facility out in that area. Actually just received the plans for that this morning, so we'll be doing the review, and I'm assuming that'll probably get permitted January, February, somewhere in that nature. And then we've got another building going up out there for Frontier Seed that they've been working on here for the past couple months, and we just got that submitted as well. So a lot of action out in that area that we haven't seen here in recent years. So
that's probably another area that people don't always recognize as being in the city limits. You know, when we talk about Heritage South and North, it's, you know, when you get out on the fringes out there, we have some areas that are actually in city limits but that people might not always think about that are. So that would be one, and you know, the heritage areas and some other areas around the perimeter of town. So
less than a minute. Anything else you're wanting to add today, Brad? And
well,
Ryan both?
Yeah, no, just again, thanks for having us on. We'll have some total yearly numbers here coming up in a few weeks, and hope to get those shared with everybody at that point in time, and just try and keep everybody informed on what's going on.
And Ryan, keep up the good work on the reports, and just anything else you're wanting to add today.
I think that pretty much wraps it up. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Well, our thanks again to Brad Clausen, Manhattan Building Official, also Senior Plans Examiner Ryan Cartwright with us today, and you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Moving up on 10 a.m. tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Riley County Day, Commissioner Ben Wilson will be on the program. Brady Bowman will be hosting the show tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. Rest of the program lineup today has Clark Howard coming up after CBS News, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick. Wildcat Insider today on The Game. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats, joins John Kurtz. And then we have the Jeff Mitty Show tonight at 6, Chiefs Kingdom at 8. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. Good morning.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm